It is Thursday. It's the run out. It's October 19th. It is brought to you by Oakheart Spice Rum with Oak these wheels. Ginger. Yeah, Oaks and Ginger. Get on them. SeatGeek. Use the code RUNDOWN. Get $10 off your first ticket order. Put in the code RUNDOWN. It is instant. It is instant. You just put in RUNDOWN. Doesn't matter if you're going to hockey, playoffs, concerts. I think we got a bunch of guys in the office tonight going to Islanders Rangers, courtesy of SeatGeek. So they hook us up. If you're going to buy tickets, buy it through them. It helps us, helps support the cause. We appreciate it. Karras back on. Let's.
That reaction is you just like.
I'm going to give people a brief window.
I officially give up. I'm never going to correct you ever again. I'm fucking Karras. I give up. I'm defeated. I feel defeated today.
We're going to just.
You know what I don't like? Your beard. There's like a ridge right here that is way longer than the rest of your beard, and I look at it, it's so ugly every day, and I need you to fix it. You see that?
It's like this
chunk that's way, way longer.
I mean, this is
lower.
Professionally bearded. I haven't touched it since I went to a fucking bar.
You have like
right
a
there. Yeah, I can feel it.
Oh yeah, that's way too long.
And I think it's just.
It looks like those, like a ridgeback dog. You know, they have the ridgeback? That's what it looks like. It's not good. And I always turn, and it's always staring
always?
At me.
You're saying always?
Recently. It's always right at my face on this rundown because I look
at it. Is it on the other side?
Yep.
That's yep. just how my beard grows, apparently.
Terrible.
Because,
beard.
I mean, it was cleanly cut. So, anybody else have anything to do? It's like, this is what I love about this. It's like, I'm always the aggressor, right? Dave's always the bad guy. I've sat down, I said, Jared, you're coming on the rundown. That's an honor that most people, like, fucking. Francis would kill to be on the rundown. It's an honor to you to be on the rundown. And you're like, I don't want to be on because you pick on me. And then
I did not
you
say
just,
that.
Yeah, you did. And then Kevin, you just attacked my beard, which most people say is a spectacular beard. So
it's
I don't
not.
Know. It is.
It's better to have a beard because then your fat face is covered, but the ridge
okay.
is disgusting.
All right.
What do we start with?
Well,
like,
I mean,
what's
are
the
we? It's going to be on. We're going to start with Adam Best. But
fuck
it's like,
that guy.
You took all my fire by attacking my beard, and now I want to go look in the mirror and see what's going on.
It's so bad.
It's not bad. Like,
God. Rhea.
I don't think it's bad.
Do you see this side?
I don't.
It's like sometimes it goes out. It's a
ridge?
Fucking beard. It's a grizzly beard. I'm a man. Adam C. Best, worst dude on the internet.
Hands
so
out.
We went through the whole thing where he attacked Barstool yesterday. He attacked us so hard and came at us so directly and aggressively saying we're the worst thing of all time. All men have to stand up to us. We succeed because we're bottom feeders. We sexualize women. Blah, 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 blah. All over the pumpkin blog. He was mad about a pumpkin. Nate put him in a body bag. Turns out that he had some of the most offensive tweets these eyes have ever seen. I mean, making fun of rape victims, slut shaming, you name it, this guy did it. He disappeared for like 30 hours. And then in the wee of night, like when Art Modell, like, was it Art Modell who stole the Colts and moved him to, I don't know if it was Modell. I think it was.
Irsay
took the Colts to, from Baltimore to
Indianapolis and made a loud trucks.
Yes, that was Irsay. So in the cover of darkness, He did an official apology. Adam Best.
Adam C. Best.
Adam C. Best. An apology statement. Yesterday tweeted about Barstool Sports content I viewed as misogynic. As a result, inappropriate tweets I wrote in 2009 to 2010 surfaced. I take full responsibility for anything hurtful or inflammatory I wrote in the past. I am horrified I ever made such derogatory statements. Back then, I participated in distasteful and misogynic rhetoric that was entirely unacceptable and which I painfully regret. With the help of counseling, communities, and colleagues, I worked through some personal issues and have tried to become a more positive person. My current passion for social justice, equality, is rooted in my realization that I was part of the problem, not the solution. Over the years, stories of the marginalized silenced have had a profound impact on me, inspiring me to grow up and change the way I view the world.
What a snooze.
I began to fully understand how ugly words make society less safe and tolerant. As a straight white man, I don't know why I put straight, nobody does. As a straight or white man, as a straight white man, I remind myself daily that many people have journeys far more difficult than my own. I'm genuinely sorry for anyone who has been hurt by my comments. I ask you, judge me as the person I've become and not the stupid young man I left behind long ago.
Loser!
One of the all-time coward statements. Apologies.
One of the biggest, the phoniest statement I've ever heard in my life. You didn't go to fucking counseling.
No chance.
You're not a changed man.
No chance.
You still think that shit's funny, and now you just do your social justice warrior nonsense because you get like 35,000 retweets from it.
This, first of all, the pumpkin tweet's still going viral. People like get them. They don't even know that this guy's two notches below Hitler. They don't even know it. They're retweeting him like he's Gandhi. The other part about this guy. When we started the thing, when we found a couple posts about him in the past, he's like, oh, that's a mistake. It slipped through the cracks. Or if you're going to go in on us, you right away could have been like, I used to think like this.
This statement could have been summed up in one tweet. I used to make jokes back like 5 years ago that I don't make anymore. I've grown up. Doesn't take you 36 hours to write fucking that whole thing.
Just
and talk about the community, like the fucking, like he's going to like community meetings or something about his tweets from 2010.
He hops on trends. That's what he did. And like that was back in the Wild West era of Barstool, like 2009, when you could literally blog about anything and say anything you wanted. And that's what he was doing back then. He stunk at it. So now he's like a social justice warrior on Twitter. Because that's what everyone else is.
The wild thing that I haven't seen people put together, and I stand by basically everything I've said. I wish I could change a couple different words because I think it just puts the ball in a tee for people who hate us. But a lot of these people are like, who always get caught in their own lies. So like, oh, wait, that was me like 5 years ago, so that doesn't count. I've changed. Are talking about
jokes
stuff about us.
Jokes that we did 5 years ago.
That we did 5 years ago. Now the difference is,
we still do it.
And I don't apologize.
No, it's not as bad.
But that's still like semantics. Like you can't be like 5 years ago because I am smart enough now where it's like I know certain words I can't just throw around because they're going to be twisted and used against me. Mm. I just use jerk and poo-poo head to head. This stuff also, we talked a little bit how a part of me just wants to go rogue, like disassociate with churn and become this tornado that doesn't have to answer to anybody and can just start rampaging through the internet, this tornado, and destroy everything in its path. Apologies like this make me want it so bad because this is what I can't do. I will not do fake apologies. And I'm telling you guys, I walked to work today, and I had more people do this to me than I've had in the last 2 years. Just this. Get him, Prez. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go. Like, people get mad. They like how we don't back down. It's what makes Barstool, Barstool. It's just little fist pumps like, I see you. Guys in suits, women going to work. People get in their coffee, like, get him. Like, get this fucking guy. Fucking don't back down because we know who you guys are. We know there's an intent. We know, yeah, you throw around fucking words, but we're sick of this fucking counterculture PC fraud. This guy's a fucking fraud.
What Adam C. Best doesn't know.
Like, I'd say I'd like to hang him, but that would be, like, construed as bad.
You said you want to castrate him.
So I...
You said he deserves to be castrated.
He deserves to be castrated.
Right. Not that you would do it.
And I don't...
Someone else should do it to him. And you would be okay with that.
So I'm just going to leave it. This guy deserves to suffer.
Fair.
This guy is so fucking stupid.
I'm learning.
Because he gets his retweets, and he thinks that that's everybody in the world. Meanwhile, like, 99% of the world looks at Adam C. Best, and they say, you are a fucking loser,
that
dude.
Is...
Nobody likes you.
So we are, and we always have been, and that's what people, their controversy, this, that, they think we're going to blow over. Glenn Ordway said I'd be in prison. It was the end of Barstool. I've heard it a million different times. People think a controversy comes and you blow and you're going to blow our house over. Our house is made brick by brick over 15 years. You can't blow our house over. This makes us stronger because we, the silent majority, the normal thinking people, the people who aren't wackos, who actually are like, it's kind of a joke, like this is what they do. They're our guys.
And
that makes up like
90%
of society. Yeah, this guy is the worst. What is that salamander pin he has?
What?
Yeah. He has like a salamander pin.
His Twitter picture is the worst of all time.
It's a salamander. It's like...
It's so bad. It is so bad. Black and white with a suit and a salamander pin on
him. We all agree that he definitely did not go to counseling.
No chances.
Under the hypothetical scenario.
How do you even say that, by the way? I had some bad tweets I got counseling for.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if he did go to counseling, like, what did he say when he showed up? Like, I
made
tweeted
jokes
some pretty bad stuff. Can you fix me?
And the whole thing makes no sense. He was early in his argument. He's like, yeah, at FanSided, that company started, that Sports Illustrated and Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, all that stuff. his early arguments in the debate, he's like, yeah, that's one mistake. We never do that.
And so there was dozens.
Right.
Tip of the iceberg.
Right. Well, not so even close. You were just lying. Like this guy's a liar.
Pictures was the least incriminating thing.
And that's
about
when he came back and said, like, is that all you got? Bikini pictures? It kind of was.
He shot himself in the foot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's when the spider monkey went bananas. And you know what's funny? He deletes all his tweets and he deletes all his favorites.
70,000 deleted tweets.
Okay, now, if you Google Adam C. Best, obviously this is the top hit, right?
I'd hope so, is it?
Yeah, it
has to be.
It is. And it's not only that, it's like a picture of the pumpkin that looks like a vagina and Nate's fucking mug. And that is your legacy, bro.
This guy's legacy, that's ruined.
What you did yourself. When you Google your name, Nate's ugly face and a pumpkin that looks like a vagina, Nate's ugly face and the pumpkin that looks like a vagina is all that means. That's all you mean now, dude.
Dude went down over a pumpkin.
Adam C. Best, I think Coley said it. His only move is to go to Gino Carmeluzzi, goat herder, and like some remote. He has to disconnect from the internet.
He's the worst ever, by the way. He's dethroned Jamie O'Grady. Yeah, he's the worst person that Barstool has ever encountered.
The only thing about the difference between O'Grady and Adam C. Best is O'Grady, like, you know, he fought. He squirmed a little longer.
Yeah,
like, we were carrying him out, and he was squirming and, like, trying to throw it. Like, he was in a net.
He tried to put a fight. And
he didn't even write the hit piece. It was, like, the one of his little fucking losers that wrote it to, like, save his best friend.
But he then, like, he was very disingenuous. But he was like, oh, I had nothing to do with this. Like, well, yeah, yeah.
Because he's still trying to be buddy-buddy with Kevin.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, baseball. Karras, shout out to you. Dead on, you said the Astros would win last night, and then you said Yankees would win.
I said the Yankees would win, my bad.
Yeah. You said the Yankees would win. 3-2 they did. Bronx Zoo going crazy.
Yeah.
Frankie's got videos on his phone, people trying to push over buses and stuff. Yankee fans are back.
Of course they're back.
But you still think the Astros are going to win the series?
Yeah, until the Yankees can perform as well on the road as they have at home, which they haven't really done yet. They haven't really performed on the road yet in the postseason.
I do think that Yankee Stadium, unfortunately,
it's a huge advantage.
Right, it's a hot take.
It's not a hot take. The Astros.
You just say master of obvious stuff, and we gotta get. How is that, Jesus?
Until
the Yankees can play awesome on the road, then they're probably not.
It's called logic. You're asking me who's performed well on the road? Like that? Like what do you want me to say?
Are the Yankees going to perform well on the road?
They haven't yet. So
you're making it tough for me.
This is why I don't like to come on this fucking show. The show sucks.
Just say no. That's what I do.
Just give answers. We give answers, and then you're like the Adam C. Best of predictions.
No, I'm not.
You're all over the map.
Like, I'm not fucking Miss Cleo. Like you're asking me, have the Yankees performed well on the road? No, they have not.
Jared.
They lost the first two in Houston.
Okay,
they blew that huge lead in Cleveland.
Kevin, who do you have to win this series?
The fucking Astros. No, the Yankees are absolutely winning the series. The Yankees are winning the World Series.
I think the Astros win one of these next two.
I do. I think they win six, lose seven. I think Verlander can win, and then they're gonna throw what's his fucking name, Morton or whatever.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think Yankees win one of the next two and win the series.
Yes, and then they're gonna go.
The Dodgers. I don't know. I mean, the Dodgers have been so impressive, but there's I don't know.
The Yankees are going to win the World Series.
What's the butt with the Dodgers?
I'm not convinced on Kershaw. I still think he's soft.
What was crazy is they've been playing
literally the best pitcher on the planet.
Best postseason pitcher on the planet.
He has performed well in the postseason. Yeah. Not like his. I mean, he's hit or miss, but like he's been better recently. Yeah, especially since last year.
He has a long storied history of stinking in the playoffs. He's had a couple good starts. Decent, not up to Kershaw standard.
Yeah, but you act like he's a bum.
In the postseason.
And he's not a bum in the postseason.
He's close to it.
Not recently.
I mean, he hasn't been great.
That hasn't been the narrative this year or last year.
No, last year it wasn't great.
He was pretty good last year.
I mean, he's not the Kershaw. He's not like, you're not like, oh, Kershaw's going. It's playoff Kershaw. If it's Bumgarner, you're like, I'm done. I'm cooked.
I think that he has definitely moved away from the need to get the monkey off your back in the postseason.
No, Jared.
I think
another horrible take from our baseball guy. Sorry, I'm not going to do that anymore. Billy Joel, let's move on.
This show.
Billy, what?
What's up? Billy Joel, let's do it.
Billy Joel had a kid. How old is he? 62?
68.
Still just throwing around his seat all over the joint.
Dude, just pull out. You gotta be crazy.
What's he care? Have kids. That's primal, baby.
I guess so. And then when you're rich, it's just like someone else.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like he's doing the diapers.
Yeah, that's true. But Jesus Christ, that's still crazy. 68 is too old for that.
Carabas?
I'd be lucky to still be able to get my dick up at
68. Yeah, 68. I'm not having sex at 68. Viagra, man.
I wouldn't have the energy. It's not even just about being able to like get a boner.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to.
Yeah, like I'd just Viagra, be like, leave me alone.
Adderall.
No.
Adderall is the fucking anti-erection medication. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's if you do Viagra, one. Like, there you go.
Why would you do something that counteracts
you? You said he didn't have the energy. You say he wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, but you take Adderall, you are not
getting
bored.
Then you're awake, and then you take a Viagra, it's like, now I'm awake and horny, and then you have a 68-year-old.
Those balloon guys outside of the used car lots, that's what your dick is like on Adderall.
Yeah, those things.
Terrible. I didn't know that.
I don't need you ever saying the word horny again. That was very unsettling.
Dude,
did not like that at all.
You're, like, wildly in my face here. Like, you came at my beard. I've had this beard. Like,
don't be a little bitch.
Be a little bitch. It's
are you fucking complaining that I'm making fun of you?
Like, no, don't tell me not to say words. Here? This is a show of words.
Don't say that word.
Clemson Fight Club. I'm convinced this thing's gonna go fucking wacky viral.
I can't believe it. Like, hasn't yet.
It.
I watched that last night. I think. Or
there,
morning,
there is no
like,
way
is...
the NCAA or Dabo is probably cool with it. There's no way the NCAA is cool with players just going bananas on themselves. With now, I don't understand. Were they on like something slippery? Or
they both fell. I know what you mean, yeah.
To neutralize, because other than that, it looked like someone's gonna get killed.
I mean, those were not like, those were like small gloves too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It was basically as close to like bare knuckles as you can get. And they were throwing real punches.
This will be a major. This is big enough where when I saw it was on fifth year, shout out to our fifth year account. It was a big enough story where I texted Gaz and K. Marco right away, be like, where's this from? Is this anywhere? Because this is a monster story at a monster college football program that, mark my words, I know viral, this is viral.
You think there will be major blowback?
Yes.
You think that Dabo could be
Have we gotten any requests yet to take it down?
No, not yet.
That's stunning.
Do you think anybody will get fired for it?
It also hasn't gone super viral, which I thought it would.
I think those cowards at Deadspin, Univision, I don't think they knew it was our video. They posted it, but they don't know it's ours. They're like, this is the only video copy. It's ours, you cocks.
Fucking walked right into that one,
yeah,
you
did. All right, that's it. That's the rundown. What? Did you want to, why'd you do that?
Just gave a thumbs up. Good show.
I just want to go real quick. If anyone from American Express is watching this.
Oh, God.
I need help, and I want to explain the situation.
I'm going to stick around for this.
I'm not going to even go nuts. I'm just going to explain
this. I'm just here for the show.
I'm going to explain the situation. So if there's any stoolies at American Express, or even humans who can make decisions based on like common sense.
Peter Chernin is on the board of directors.
I'd love for you to reach out to me. Here is the situation that we have encountered. Somebody was using fraud on my credit card. They were getting Ubers, Postmates, Uber Eats, iTunes, Starbucks, all of it. They were ordering these, it wasn't me, on my personal card. I complained, I canceled, I got a new card. They only changed the last four numbers. It did not stop it. They continued these charges to continue. I called again and said, this didn't fix it. They said, yep, if you already put the card number in, if somebody has your card against your will, just changing the last four doesn't stop the crime, the theft.
This story is boring.
Doesn't matter, Kevin. I'm just trying to get help. So I have 6.5 million points. 6.5 million points. I live for points. Points are more valuable to me than money. That's like $65,000 worth of cash. I don't want the cash. I have cash. I can buy stuff. I want points. I'm gonna die with these points. You'll have to rip these cold, hard points out of my bag. So now I...
How much money do you spend a month, though?
We spend close to between the two accounts, Barstool Sports and my personal, close to $500,000.
$500,000, right.
Like clockwork, we pay in full every month. I've been a customer for 15 years.
15.
Yep.
They said the only way to stop the fraud was for me to cancel the card completely.
Hmm.
Well, no. Let me retract. First, they said, we're going to do something special for you. I spent 2 hours on the phone with them 3 weeks ago. They said, we're going to send you a whole new serial number of cards. Totally new numbers, not just switch the last four, all of them.
All of them.
And then you will no longer, whoever is committing crime, theft against me, will no longer be able to do so. I said, fine, let's do it. Never got the new card. I called them today. They had no record of this conversation. They're like, no cards being sent out. We just have a little note that says you have a lost card.
Oh, no.
The Chargers were still happening. Somebody bought Starbucks on me
today. I only drink cold brews from Dunkin'.
Good point. So I said, all right, what do I got to do? They said, you got to cancel the card completely. You can keep your points, which is the exact opposite because I have the business account. So I did that. I canceled the card, and they said, then you got to sign up and just go through the process to get your new personal card. I canceled it. I went through the process, spent 25 minutes redoing my application process with American Express. Denied.
Oh, no.
My new card was denied.
Denied.
I said to them, I said, I spend $500,000 a month. A month.
How many points do you have, though?
How many points?
15 years. 6.5 million points.
Jeez
Louise.
And now
I can't get a credit card that I had to cancel because you couldn't stop the fraud. That's the situation I'm in. And they said, you know what?
What'd they say?
Call back in 2 months and go through the front and fill out a process like a fucking nickel and dime chump.
Golly.
Somebody at American Express, get me my new card. Get me using the points. Yeah, it could be boring, but it's so a boring. Fucking travesty.
Travesty.
I was on hold today for an hour and a half. I kept the thing.
6.5 million points, though.
Follow me on Twitter.
Nothing on Ric Flair?
Ric Flair joined Team Portnoy, pledged allegiance. He's not officially in yet. He pledged allegiance. Just like anybody's like, I pledge allegiance to the NWO. I want a credit card. I want my American Express credit card because every time now
at
I buy anything
on Twitter.
For lunch, dinner, whatever, I'm not getting credit for the points, and that is a damn shame.
Also Instagram.